This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world. Another time.
In the age of wonder.
Age of wonder.
Another world.
Another world.
We put our children through the stress test.
This land was green.
But our culture was based on free association.
Fact. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'll be honest with you, this is an epic battle. I am so excited to be alive right now. I am so excited to be involved right now and informed. I am honored to be here with you on this Friday worldwide broadcast. I am honored to be about to hand the baton to David Knight for the next 55 minutes once he takes over. I am honored to have this great crew behind us, and I'm even more honored to have you as listeners and viewers. Just know this, I know I'm only human, I know I fall down, I know I have problems, but I'm doing the best I can. I know you are too. Good people are so humble that we've got to realize that we've got the light in the world, we've got to take action. You know, we have all these amazing special forces guys on that, you know, can like go 50 miles with a 70-pound pack on their back and fight a battle once they get there and control themselves when people are shot and dying around them and you know, control their breath when they've just been running 10 miles and, you know, sit there and have a firefight and control themselves icy cold and then come back and blow the whistle on Benghazi and things like that. It's amazing. And then when you interview these people in person or in private or on air, they're like neurotically humble. And I'm always thinking, why is that? And then evil people, weak people, are so arrogant. But I don't want folks to ever think my aggression and my confidence and my anger is arrogance. It's the opposite. It is like struggling when you are down at 100 feet and your mask gets water in it. This hasn't happened to me, but I've read about it and seen it happen, and you're panicking at the surface. I'm just someone whose instincts and very humanity is in a death struggle. I'm under attack. I know I'm under attack, and I'm not saying I'm under attack to say, oh, I'm a victim, poor me. I'm saying I'm under attack. I'm fighting for my life. And I know I'm fighting for my life. And you know a little secret about it? Our species has been fighting for its life ever since we arrived on this planet. And I did say arrived, didn't I? We were put here by the Creator. You know, how is that a kooky thing to say when the Bible says it that billions of people supposedly believe? But when I say we were put here by the Creator, people say, oh, Jones says we're seated by aliens. I just said what I said. We were put here. And since we arrived here, we have been put through an incredible test. And we're now going to face the computers. We're going to face the AI. We're going to face the eugenics. We're going to face our own species mutated and merged with evil and influenced by fallen off-world technology. And we're about to go through the metamorphosis of the test that takes us to the next level. It isn't the devil playing God with all his mutations and all his corruptions that is the great test that's going to create the Superman, the Ubermenschen. It is the devil as a tester of gods that is going to bring humanity to the next level. And that's God's plan, a free will. Don't fail this test. Don't be a fool. And don't sell out to death. Don't sell out to hating your fellow humans. Don't sell out to going, people are stupid. Let's feed on them. Man, folks are dumb. No, build them up. And that's all Christ asks. And then you're going to get that slot to the next level. And that isn't out of some book. That's in my gut. I know it. I can tell. My soul's old. So's yours. I can feel it. I can see it. I know. not of this world, my friends. Think about that. The enemy knows that. We'll be back. Stay with us. David Knight coming in. Infowars.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. David and I on this Friday, May 20th, 2016, our fourth hour of Overdrive. We've got an interesting hour coming up. We're going to be talking to someone who was born in China as the Cultural Revolution of Mao began shortly after her birth. She lived under that. We're going to talk to her about that. But now she is in America. She's an American citizen. She escaped that slavery. She said, I was a slave before. I will never be one again. Her name is Lily Tang Williams. She's running for U.S. Senate in Colorado. So we're going to talk to her about her life story. We're going to talk to her about what she wants to do to stop America from becoming what the globalists created in China and in Russia. That is communism. And you know, of course, that it was the globalists who sent Lenin on a train with $10 million in gold. It was the German central bankers who sent him from Switzerland into Russia to start the Russian Revolution. And, of course, we just had Henry Kissinger meet with Donald Trump. And it was kind of interesting because Donald Trump made a quick reference to it. He said, yeah, I met with this guy. He told me that the Chinese are really not very happy with what I'm saying about trade. I thought it was interesting. He's kind of signaling us that, yeah, Henry Kissinger came to him as an emissary of the globalist Chinese kleptocrats that he and Richard Nixon helped to put in place. And now they're saying, you know what, we don't want you overturning this apple cart of globalism that we have set up here. It's not about free trade, folks. This is about trading away our base. I watched the Libertarian Party debate last night because there have been 2 one-hour debates with three of the candidates. We had Gary Johnson, who's running a second time. We had McAfee, who we've interviewed multiple times here on the Alex Jones Show. We've interviewed Gary Johnson when he was running 4 years ago as well. And also a new guy, Austin Peterson. They were being interviewed by Stossel on Fox News. And I watched the second hour of that as they started talking beyond just the general principles of individual liberty that the Libertarian Party stands for. We started talking about individual policy aspects. Very disturbing to see where they were on some of these issues. But I want to talk to Lily Tang about where she is on some of these issues. And as the reason I watched it yesterday was because we just got word that Gary Johnson, as I pointed out, is running for a second time. This is only the second time that someone has sought the Libertarian nomination, a repeat of it. It was done with Harry Brown, who ran twice. Prior to that, the Libertarian Party never had anyone run two times for president. They ran once and then stepped down. And there was a lot of concern when that happened with Harry Brown, but Harry was a very articulate spokesman. He was thoroughly acquainted with Libertarian philosophy. He was not somebody who was trying to create a political career. And an exception was made for Harry Brown, and I agreed with that. I was working with the LP as a delegate, and I voted for Harry Brown at the time. I'm concerned when we see politicians who are now moving together, and not because it's a never-Trump movement. I don't really think that's even going to happen. I don't think Republicans are going to line up behind the Libertarians. I don't think they're going to try to take over the Libertarian Party. There was a report that the Koch brothers are talking about giving money to Gary Johnson. This came out yesterday from the Daily Mail. And he said, no, I haven't heard anything about that. They may do that, but I haven't seen any evidence that they'll do that. I don't think that'll happen. I'm just concerned when I see people who have been, and again, if he runs with William Weld, who is a former governor of Massachusetts, which is what he's now saying, William Weld was a two-term governor from Massachusetts, a heavily Democrat state, obviously. Gary Johnson was a two-term governor from Arizona, New Mexico, also a very heavy Democrat state. And basically, they governed as Democrats. They ran as Republicans, but they governed as Democrats. And when I look at the platform that Gary Johnson had 4 years ago, it really focused more on gay marriage than it did on the NSA. And I thought it was a real misdirection of the Libertarian Party. If you want to run as a Democrat, run as a Democrat. But I was very concerned about where they were and the fact that they really haven't kept up with the threats to individual liberty. That's why I welcomed McAfee running as a candidate for the Libertarian Party. I think he brings, and could bring, an awareness to a lot of vital issues that are before us right now that need to be addressed. We keep seeing the federal government saying, because the technology is different, we don't have to worry about the Fourth Amendment. They were just talking about paper and pen. We're talking about your electronic records. So because these records are electronic, the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply when it says that we need to get a search warrant. We see that over and over again. And so that issue needs to be addressed. I don't believe Libertarians are stepping up to the plate to do that, I'm ashamed to say. And I was very concerned about what they had to say about open borders and about trade. I thought it was incredibly naive and abstract and out of touch with not only the history of what has happened, but what is going on at the very moment. It's like we were having this conversation 10 or 20 years ago, talking about, well, what might happen if we brought people in. We had as part of the debate, Stossel brought up to them, well, if you're going to have open borders, how do you do that with a welfare state? Milton Friedman said, you can't have open borders in a welfare state. It'll bankrupt the country. Now, I took the Nolan chart, which is a way that they get people to understand that it isn't simply a two-dimensional left-right paradigm. If we map out the political spectrum, it really turns into at least a two-dimensional map. I thought that was something that one of the founders of the Libertarian Party David Nolan did that really helped people to understand the political spectrum and policies. And maybe we'll talk about that with Lily Tang. But the bottom line is they'll ask you 10 questions on personal liberty. They'll ask you 10 questions on economic freedom. And based on how you answer those questions, they map you out on what is a diamond. They rotate that axis by 45 degrees. And so it makes a diamond with a left and a right on it. And the one question that I didn't answer from a libertarian perspective 25 years ago was the open border issue. And I said the same thing. I didn't know that Milton Friedman had said that you can't have open borders if you have welfare state at the same time that will bankrupt the country. But that's what I said. I mean, it's intuitively obvious. I didn't know anything about Cloward and Piven at that point either. But when that was brought up, one of the candidates there, Austin Peterson, said, well, what Milton Friedman was really saying was, and I've got the quote here, he said, actually, it's better if you have illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is superior because they don't qualify for benefits. And this is what Milton Friedman said. He said, well, you got Mexican immigration coming over the border. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for the illegal immigrants. It's a good thing for the United States. It's a good thing for the citizens of the country. But it's only as good as long as it's illegal because the illegals don't get benefits. It's like, okay, if we want to talk about this in your ivory tower, we could talk about that. We could say that maybe 20, 30 years ago when Milton Friedman said that, we could theorize that was the way it was going to work. In reality, that's not the way it's working. In reality, what's happening is illegal immigrants are coming into this country and they're getting greater welfare benefits than our Social Security retirees. They're getting greater educational benefits than our college students whose parents paid taxes in a state so they could get an in-state tuition reduction. The illegal immigrants get that everywhere. So over and over again, we're saying, yes, in fact, they are getting superior benefits. They're not only getting benefits, but they're getting superior benefits. So I don't really understand where we are when we've got a Libertarian Party that is arguing things in the abstract after we see what has already been happening for the last 9 years or so, okay? And even longer than that, we've seen what's been happening with the open borders, and we've seen the consequences of this for a very long time, going back to the first amnesty from Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan gave immigration amnesty. It didn't work then. It won't work now. It's not working. And so we have to look and address the problems as they are instead of as we would like to see them. Nevertheless, I want to talk to Lily. She's got some great ideas. She has fought Common Core. I agree with her on many, many issues. She is a hardcore gun advocate. No, by the way, Donald Trump was endorsed by the NRA. Why wouldn't they endorse him at this point? Are they going to endorse Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders? I mean, Bernie Sanders has gotten like a D or D minus whenever they have analyzed his voting record. Hillary Clinton gets an F minus only because you can't go any lower than that on the Second Amendment on our right to protect ourselves. And of course, Lily Tang, who lived in China, understands the importance of being able to protect yourself from the government, not just private thugs who are operating in our real world that we live in, but from the government. That's what the design of the Second Amendment was about with the founders. They were very concerned about the consolidation of power. And, of course, that's why we're concerned about globalism versus nationalism. If we don't preserve our country, if we don't preserve the sovereignty of America, we won't have a Bill of Rights, we won't have a Constitution, we won't have any framework that we can even make a case to protect individual liberty. That will all be gone. So we have to, and it's not a kind of fascist nationalism to say we need to retain the United States of America. That's the way the globalists are trying to portray this. We need to not let them shame us into doing that, because you can look at what they're doing. This is an article that was on Infowars.com yesterday by Don Salazar. It got a Drudge link. Google honors a Maoist who admired Osama bin Laden. And there's a quote from her. I thank Islam for bin Laden. This is an Asian American revolutionary, Yuri Kochiyama, who admired Karl Marx, Mao Zedong, Osama bin Laden, to name a few of the people that are there that she loves and admires. And so, of course, that would be the person that Google would admire. You know, Google has literally come unglued. Literally come unglued. This is another story that was up on Infowars.com, and I laughed out loud when I saw it. Google's sticky car patent glues pedestrians in place after an accident. That's right. You hit somebody with your self-driving car, which I thought that was never going to happen. You're never going to hit anybody with these self-driving cars. They're going to eliminate human fatalities. But, you know, it's much better to hit this person and have them stuck to the car like flypaper than it is to hit them and then have them bounce off. We'll be right back and explain that logic more in depth.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and as I point out, we're going to be talking to someone who grew up in China, managed to find her way to freedom, and hates to see what is happening to our country. So much so that she is running for U.S. Senate to try to stop the slide into us becoming the kind of totalitarian government that she grew up in. So we're going to talk to her about that, talk to her about her Senate campaign in Colorado. Before we do, real quickly, I want to play this clip for you from Leanne McAdoo talking about our handcuff Hillary contest. Here's that clip.
Great job, guys. The handcuff Hillary hashtag has gone completely viral, and for good reason. People intuitively know that Hillary Clinton belongs in prison for her criminal activities, not as the president. The truth has come out about Benghazi, her private email server, and even her Wall Street connections. She's totally establishment and as criminal as they come. And now people can even see that the DNC has rigged the system in her favor against Bernie Sanders. And you know what? His supporters are getting pissed. Do you really want to make everyone angry there at the DNC when you show up to the convention in this t-shirt? Well, now we're going to make it super easy for all of you out there to do that. It's time to take a stand against Hillary and all of her criminal actions and support the InfoWar. You can get the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. You've seen it all over the news. It's really making waves out there. Get this t-shirt right now for half off when you sign up for the InfoWars newsletter. That's right, we're going to give this promo code only to our InfoWars newsletter subscribers. You can get this t-shirt for half off. Go to InfoWars.com/newsletter, and for a limited time, you can receive this t-shirt for 50% off the purchase price. I know that's absolutely crazy, but you're helping the InfoWar, so sign up for the newsletter today and get yours before we sell out.
All right. Thank you, Leanne. And, of course, that's 50% off of T-shirts when you sign up for our free newsletter. Get your Hillary for Prison T-shirt and wear it. It will help you to identify friends and enemies, among other things. It'll also be a real conversation starter and spread the news. It's going to be either the White House or the Big House for Hillary Clinton, no doubt about it. And it's a life and death struggle, I think, between her and Donald Trump. He's going to need to win the presidency because she's going to come after him if she wins. But he has legitimate reason to put her in jail. We've talked about that multiple times. She'll just invent a reason to come after Donald Trump. Before we went to break, I was talking about this latest Google patent story that came out. This is a Google sticky car. It's a patent that glues pedestrians to the hood after you hit them with your self-driving car. And isn't that great? And that would be a sister patent to the one that Google was working on to predict driver behavior. You know, those unpredictable humans, you really can't ever tell what they're going to do. But sometimes you can predict what they're going to do by looking at their brake lights or their turn signals. And so they had a patent that would do that for the self-driving car. You would think that they would do that before they ever put these stupid things on the road in the first place. But understand, just as I began by talking about Google having this this thing that they put up at the top of their search engine honoring this Maoist who admired not only Marx and Mao, but Osama bin Laden. Okay, these are the people who want to run your transportation system. Do you want your transportation system being run by mega multinational corporations connected to our government, working with the government hand in glove to set up a kind of control grid over your movements? Is that what you really want? Do you want that kind of crony capitalism in the hands of people who admire Marxists, Maoists? That's what Google is. And, of course, Google has worked with Ford and Volvo, Uber and Lyft, to push a lobbying effort worldwide. This is a globalist lobbying effort. We can see the fruits of it. In the UK, for example, the Queen had a speech this week to introduce legislation that will allow vehicles on the road under ordinary insurance policies. They're going to make exceptions for the insurance policies for these self-driving cars. And yet they're going to use insurance to drive you out of your car. You need to understand, they're not going to allow you to be able to afford to own and operate your own car. It's only going to be a handful of multinational corporations like Uber and Lyft and Google and Ford and Volvo. Of course, GM is getting in this with Lyft as well. But you can see what's happening. You can see the handwriting on the wall right now. This is not even something that's going to be happening in 4 years, as they say. Right now in Greenwich, just outside of London, you can sign up to take a driverless car for a spin around the little area there. And it's not going to be much of a spin. They go incredibly slowly. And as we look at the tests from Uber that they're starting in Pittsburgh, this is going to be done outside in the area where they have set up Uber's Advanced Technology Center. This is in Pittsburgh. They went in and they poached most of the robotics scientists out of Carnegie Mellon University. They set this thing up and they're telling us 94% of the car accidents that kill 1.3 million people, that's going to go away. But, well, if that's the case, then why do we need to worry about flypaper on the hood of the Google cars if they're not going to be hitting anybody? This is something we need to be very much aware of. It is coming at us faster than you think. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that judging.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Lily Tang Williams. She is a Chinese immigrant who grew up under Mao's Cultural Revolution. Now she is running for U.S. Senate. You know, I think it's very important for us to understand that this election is about far more than the race for president. No matter who gets elected, we're not going to get our freedom back if we don't have a widespread movement. And I've said many times, I think that we overlook, we can't cover all of the local elections here at InfoWars. We pull people up from state elections, like we're talking to Lily Tang. Occasionally, we'll even talk to people who are running for state council or for city council at the very local level, not just at the state level. So I think it's very important that people understand that it's difficult to get information about who these candidates are at the local level. It's a little bit easier once we get up to people who are running for federal office like U.S. Senate. But it's very important that you do the homework to find out what these people are going to do and get behind somebody who will really make a difference. And, of course, that could be your local sheriff, standing in the gap, standing against the tyranny of the federal government. But I think it's also important to take the fight to Washington. It's important to cut Washington off when they do the wrong thing, but it's also important to send good people to Washington who will fight for liberty, and that's the key point here. Not necessarily setting up security or safety or prosperity as the key thing, but liberty as the key thing. So I've said many times before, if you give up your freedom, to the degree that you give up your freedom, you become a slave. Slaves are never prosperous. Slaves are never safe. So there is no trade-off between liberty and prosperity. There's no trade-off between liberty and safety. You need to put liberty first. That's what our founders understood. Those were the principles that our country was founded upon. And now in this election, I think people are beginning to wake up to understand that if they don't do something in this election, we're not even going to have a sovereign country anymore. We're going to be ruled by foreign globalists. Now, real quickly, before I go to Lily Tang, I want to let you know that we have a sale that has just started on Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm not sure how much longer the sale is going to last. It's a new sale. It's 20% off of InfoWars nascent iodine. This is something that is very important to prepare for you and for your family. It's something that you need on a regular basis as a supplement for your health, but it's also something that you need to have there if you get into an emergency situation, just as you would store food or water, or you would have heirloom seeds. You can also prepare with nascent iodine. Again, it's 99.99% pure iodine salt crystals that come from deep within the earth, lab tested for purity. You can get it right now, 20% off. That's our sale that we're running at InfoWars.com. Let's go to Lily Tang joining us now. Welcome, Lily.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
I'm very excited to talk to you, especially because I've been to China and I've seen how people even, well, I was there 10 years ago. I'm sure it probably hasn't changed now, but I saw 10 years ago how people there still idealized Mao. And I was absolutely amazed by that because I've seen what the effects are, but not like you have. You grew up under this. Tell us a little bit about this. On your website, you say, I was a slave before, I will never be one again. Tell us a little bit about your life growing up under Mao. I want to also talk about your policies because Leanne McAdoo will have you tonight talking about the Cultural Revolution and the details of that. But I'd like for you to give us a quick overview of what it was like to grow up under Mao.
Well, I was born 2 years before Mao's Cultural Revolution in Sichuan province, southwest of China, mountain state. Of course, that I went through entire 10 years, you know, hunger, poverty, and socio-economical chaos during that time. And I was so indoctrinated as a student in government schools, I even did not know I was a slave. I just woke up about 20, you know, like years later in this country to realize I was a slave. My government lied to me the entire time, but I just did not know it. You know, to give you the condition, what we live under, so-called free government housing, because my parents worked for state factory 6 days a week, but could not keep us fed. We live on food ration coupons. I had to get up as oldest child in the family in the winter morning to line up in long line to get wheat flour, you know, a bag of potatoes. Otherwise, they'll be sold out. And where we live is like eight families share a commune, a courtyard with one bathroom, no indoor plumbing. And so that, you know, one for male, one for females. And when also it's dinner time, you line up to get the water from one faucet. And there was always a long line, and I had to cook for my family because I was oldest child. I was 6 years old. I had to stay home, babysit my youngest brother because, you know, my parents worked for state factories but could not afford, you know, childcare. It was not really free childcare. We had to pay for it. We had to pay for everything. So they keep me at home when I was six to babysit my one-year-old baby brother. And I was put back from school for 1 year. I was so upset. And so they got me a ticket to watch Romania fighting Nazis as my reward.
What woke you up to the fact that you were a slave? You said you didn't know that you were a slave, but what woke you up to that?
When I gave up on China, came over to this country 28 years ago, I was about 24 years old. I was fighting against my Chinese communist bosses in law school when I was a faculty in Shanghai the whole time alone, because people were pretty much indoctrinated, and so I feel like I was very alone fighting them. But I still believe in government. That's the only thing I was told in my entire life. If you gave me a political quiz 28 years ago when I first came here, I would be statist. So I came here with $100 in my pocket borrowed without English speaking skill and $1,200 in debt owed to my American professor so I could go to graduate school. And I just had a big dream. This is a free country and government is going to leave me alone. I have constitutional guaranteed rights and I'll be fine. So I just started to, you know, raise family and start business, got my degree. But I was statist. I did not know other answers to our problems. My husband is a libertarian, so he slowly educated me about, you know, what kind of solutions we could have besides government. So I read some books and I did a research on all the lies that the Chinese Communist government lied to us, because I did not know we had no freedom of speech and freedom of press. They told us the 50 million people died of starvation was caused by 3 years natural disasters. So I did not know that until I come to this country. It's because Mao's central planning policies caused those people to die. So when I totally woke up, it was 2008, and I become libertarian, and I truly become big believer of libertarianism, where I have rights and freedom to pursue my life any way I see fit, without government interference, and they should not stop me from doing things I like, even though they might not like it. So I become big believer 2008.
That's great. You know, I like to see people who have, we've talked to people who grew up in Eastern Europe under communism there behind the Iron Curtain. And of course, people like you who grew up under Mao and under communism, people who have felt the chains of slavery, or even somebody like John McAfee, who's felt the bite of tyranny. I think it's very important. People who have been there, who have done that, who have lived under it, they have a passion for freedom that you just don't find in people who have been free all their life. And that's what we're missing in this country. Too many of us have grown up for generations in a free country and don't appreciate that anymore, and even beg for somebody to control our lives, to make us safe, to make us happy, to protect us. And we feel like we're going to be able to get that if we somehow trade in our freedoms. How do you address that to people? Is that what you see in America? I mean, that's what I see amongst my American friends, is that they're just so willing to give up their freedom. They treat it so cheaply because they've never truly been deprived of it. They don't understand. They don't understand that it is leaving them very quickly.
Because they were indoctrinated by the government.
Yes.
I see that our public schools are failing to educate our kids to really have passion for freedom, limited government. And that's the governmental school indoctrination I experienced during Cultural Revolution. I did not know I was slave because everything government told me to say that's good for you, it's good for public goods. And, you know, to hear about, you know, the privacy, for example, our home was wide open. The communist block committee members can walk in. Our teachers, principal come in to home visit to make sure everybody is on the same page, to be loyal to Chairman Mao, to the party. I never heard of concept of privacy until I came to this country, because that's just part of where our life is. They track us from birth to death, and then they tell you it's good for you. They were telling us we should be grateful for the party, for Chairman Mao. They saved us because 2/3 of the world population was starving. We had 100% tyranny, but we were told to believe that's good for us. It's sad to say my friends in China today never had this kind of awakening like me. They still tell me today, really, our life under Chairman Mao is not too bad.
Yeah.
I was speechless. You know, I'm going to teach them when they come to this country.
Well, you know, it's interesting. 10 years ago when I was there, it was to adopt my daughter, and she was staying with a foster home. She was outside of the orphanage at the time and staying with a foster home, and the family that she was living with gave her a note and said, "Obey your government. Do everything they tell you to do." We got that translated, and I said, oh, they gave her to the wrong family, if that's what they want her to do. But that is the mindset that permeates China to this day. And as you pointed out, they do that through education. We've seen that. We understand that that was the design of Plato and the Republic. He said, if we're going to have a strong state, we need to get the kids away from their families. They don't need to know. We need to keep make sure that they don't even know who their parents are. That the only loyalty that they have, the only family that they know, is the state. And that's what we see with the communists as well. And that's what I believe is behind our own cultural revolution and things like Common Core. Now, I've seen your videos, and if people go to your website, it's tell us your website.
My website is lilyforliberty.com. L-I-L-Y is number 4, lilyforliberty.com. I wanted to use this name brand for my Facebook, Twitter, and website to build my political activism. Regardless of the election outcome, I'm going to be committed to liberty movement in this country for the rest of my life, because I have really realized that this country is going down wrong path. We are losing our freedom rights every day, and people still, lots of people don't get involved or don't know about it. And that's why I'm running for U.S. Senate, because I'm reminding people, I hate to see this country I love becoming more like the country I left. And I have passion for freedom, for limited government. I came here for my American dream, but I'm worried about my children will not have the same dream that I had and to achieve them. I'm really concerned, and that's why I'm doing this full time.
I agree. Now, I've seen at your website, I've seen the videos where you're speaking out against civil asset forfeiture, against Common Core, other issues like that. Tell us what you would do if you were elected to Senate. What would you do to reform? What would be your first priority?
Well, I will hold my one of the 100 senators' votes dearly. I will spend my votes to people. I will be the guardian for our freedom and our rights in the U.S. Senate. And I tell people that some people get elected and say whatever to go there, then they sell us out. What I will do, because exactly I despise those kind of politicians. If I go there as a first constitutional libertarian, I'm going to shake up the status quo. I'm going to expose the corruption. I'm going to expose the crony capitalism. I might not get important committee positions, but I sure will tell people what's going on in Washington and explain my every vote. I will always vote for more freedom and less limited government. And if that's the way it is, people say, oh, you're not going to get any powerful positions there. That's fine. I'm going to let my voters decide if I'm doing a good job for their freedom, their rights, or not.
Well, I've seen, and we've all seen many times, how just one person in the Senate can make a huge difference. We had Ron Wyden, with whom I have very little agreement on most of the issues, but he stood up and exposed the lies of James Clapper and the NSA. He put him in a position, asked him a question, and you saw James Clapper lie about surveillance, and then right after that, the Snowden leaks came out. So it's very important for us to have somebody with integrity, somebody with the right values in the Senate to see what's going on, to be a whistleblower. Tell us, though, something like Common Core, for example. We know how that is being used to manipulate, to engineer our society, to engineer our children, to dumb them down deliberately. We've had books written about that. Charlotte Isaby, Phyllis Schlafly wrote a book at the beginning of the Reagan administration, talked about the deliberate dumbing down of America. Now, this is it in spades, Common Core. But they not only do they make sure that Johnny can't read or write, they also make sure that he is filled with their social agenda. That's where the social justice warriors come from, that sort of thing. What would you do to stop that?
The roots of the problem is not just Common Core, whatever other name they use, Low Child Left Behind. The roots of the problem is, we let the federal government taking over education, taking over our classrooms, our parental rights, our choices. I would like to sponsor, if I could, a first bill just to defund the Department of Education. Reagan tried that, did not make successful. And that's my top issue. The education is dear to my heart, top issue. To get rid of federal government interference in our education, get rid of indoctrination, get rid of data mining of our children, is to defund Department of Education. And for every, 11 cents they give to us at local level, state level, we have to spend 50 cents to comply with their mandate. So you cannot really trust and take so-called the evil's money. It comes with all these strings attached.
Oh, yeah.
So people need to wake up. I tell my Democrat friends, or teachers who love teaching, I tell them, do you want to become Chinese teachers that the federal government, central government tell you how to teach, what to teach, teach your test? You lose your autonomy. But don't vote for them, Democrats, anymore. You need to depolish Department of Education so you can have more control at local level.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. We had a lot of discussion about Obamacare. We still talk about Obamacare and the federal government taking over and micromanaging our health care, but there's really hasn't been any discussion, even though this has been around since the time before Ronald Reagan. It was put in by Jimmy Carter. It was less than 4 years old when Ronald Reagan took office. He said he was going to get rid of the Department of Education, but I believe it was eight times larger by the time he left 8 years later. So this is something that's been going on for quite a long time, and yet we've not seen any movement at all to stop it. Give us another idea about another priority that you would have in the Senate, and tell us a little bit about who you're running against in this race, the Democrats and Republicans.
I'm running against incumbent Michael Bennett. My Senator Michael Bennett has been there for 7 years. He's a weak candidate. He voted 98% time with his party leadership and President Obama. He sold out his Democrat base who supported him on educational bills. And he also has $7 million war chest for his re-election campaign from the bankers and lobbyists and special interests. So that, I think I have a real shot here because I have Republicans, conservatives, cross-party line support me, endorse me, and our Republican candidates, five of them will be on the primary ballot, and a lot of them is really conservative or libertarian. So that I am just going out as uniter, not divider. I tell my stories growing
up. Okay, hang on there. Hang on, Lily. We're going to be right back with Lily Tang. You can find her at lily4liberty.com, and that's the number four. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lily Tang Williams, the U.S. Senate candidate in Colorado. It's very important, you know, go to her website, lilyforliberty.com. Take a look at what she has to say. You know, you may not agree with everything that Lily has to say about every single issue, but it's very important that we get people of integrity, people who have a passion for liberty because they have been slaves in their past. She grew up in China. She grew up under Mao. As she said, I've been a slave before. I will never be one again. I hate to see the country that I love becoming more like the country that I left. Exactly. We need people who understand what this is about. We don't need to agree with any candidate, and you never will agree with any candidate 100%. I think you'll agree, if you like liberty, I think you'll agree with most of what Lily has to say. Before I go back to Lily, real quickly, we have a special, limited time special at InfoWars.com. If you sign up for the InfoWars newsletter, we will send you a promo code for 50% off Hillary for Prison t-shirt and the Come and Take It t-shirt. So we'll send that to you once you sign up for the Underground Insider newsletter. And of course, that's our free newsletter. And that newsletter frequently has promo codes and specials in it, as well as unique content that you don't see anywhere else. That newsletter is free. If you sign up for it, we'll give you a promo code for 50% off our two most popular t-shirts, Hillary for Prison and Come and Take It. Let's go back to Lily Tang Williams now. And Lily, I wanted to ask you about free trade, because sometimes we all agree that we should have free trade, that we should be free in a marketplace to trade with each other. But the reality of the world that we live in is that sometimes the choices are not completely pure. What do you think about the transatlantic, trans-Pacific partnerships that are sold to us as free trade?
Well, I'm opposed to that. You know, free trade does not mean government-managed trade, does not mean secret deals with international corporations negotiated with each country's government. It does not mean to trump our constitutional right as American citizens. I am for free trade, and I am for actually just the citizens and the business people trade with each other across international borders. All government has to do, you just have a couple pages, the regulations to, you know, that's it. Why do we have 1,000 pages?
That's right.
And why do we involve lots of international globalists? Why do they negotiate behind doors? So I'm opposed to all managed government trade that give away our sovereignty of our country, our constitution. And my whole point of philosophy going to Washington is to cut size and the scope of government powers in Washington. So when they control the trade, when they negotiate deals like this, keep us out, and even sometimes do not, you know, really get approval from Congress, I have an issue with that.
I agree. And, of course, I think the Trade Promotion Authority, the TPA that they passed, I think that was a betrayal of the Constitution, because it was both branches of Congress, the Senate and the House, essentially thumbing their nose at the process for ratifying a treaty. I totally agree with you. It is not free trade. It is managed trade. And Ron Paul has made that point as well. In the short amount of time that we've got left, I wanted to quickly ask you about civil asset forfeiture, the drug war, those types of things. If the government ignores the Constitution, how do we get them to pay attention to a law that would prohibit, let's say, civil asset forfeiture?
Well, the Congress has to do their job. I'm so disappointed that the congressional controlled by GOP, because, you know, they got elected, say, whatever get elected and promised a whole bunch of stuff they're going to do. They never do it. They cannot control even power first. That's why we have a constitution. We have a separation of powers. You need a principle of people to go there to hold those, you know, their oaths to uphold the constitution. You know, if they just
break. Absolutely agree. I'm sorry. We're out of time, Lily. You're fired up for liberty. Absolutely. That's Liberty, LilyForLiberty.com. And, of course, you can hear more from Lily Tang tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern with Leanne McAdoo. She's going to talk to her about her life under Mao. Join us then.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.